This is the book of Psalm 36, verse 4. They lie awake at night, hatching sinful plots. That's what the wicked do. What's happening over in the border, you have thousands of undocumented, people from all countries, not just people from Central or South America, but even people from Asia, people from India. They're allowing, and I say they, talking about the government, or allowing tens of thousands of people who are undocumented. Some of them are, for the most part, suspected criminals, people who have mental illness, people who are in gangs and cartels, people who are in all forms of just nefarious actions. And why are they letting all these people in? And you, of course, you have some people, who are fleeing persecution, because this devil, he didn't made Central and South America very difficult for people who want to work. So you do have, honest, hardworking brothers and sisters, of the 10 tribes that are fleeing persecution, yet and still you have the 2/3 among them and the heathens that are coming here to America to basically destroy it, because this devil, he's creating chaos. As the scriptures say, they lie awake at night, hatching sinful plots, and that's what the wicked is doing. You have pretty much the rogue government that have just, for the most part, have ran every evil plot, every evil satanic device, every evil plan to destroy the people that are funding them through our tax dollars. They have used so many satanic devices to destroy so many people through the weapons, the frequencies, through the the different false flags, the psyops. These people are totally rogue. They're working for the elites, the WEA, the WEF, the World Economic Forum. And they want to collapse the society, to cause hell on earth, to cause chaos, to cause just, for the most part, strife and civil wars and false flags and create terroristic acts to what? To bring in a police state. They're allowing all these people, and even in the kingdom of heaven, there will be a wall and 12 gates. And of course, this is Babylon the Great. This is a wicked place, but even still, every country should be able to protect its borders. And they're purposely doing this, and they're allowing murderers, they're allowing rapists, they're allowing drug dealers, human traffickers, pedophiles, all every low form, low life, scumbag, evil, wicked 2/3 that view America and the people of America as prey. And a very rogue government is allowing it to happen. This is why we tell brothers and sisters to repent, spiritually prepare but also be able to protect yourself, because these people, they're not going to help you. Yeah, they want to depopulate as many people as they can. So you, as being a child of God, you have every God-given right to protect yourself and your family. That is your God-given right. So when it comes to health, we all got to get our health together. You might be in a situation where you might have to run or flee, or you might be in a situation where you might have to protect yourself. Either way it go, you need to prepare. You need to prepare. They're doing things, obviously, to bring a lot of chaos. They're allowing these food processing plants to burn down mysteriously. They're, you know, allowing the water to have chemicals in it, and even bacteria. It's just, this devil is on a mission. The WEF, these people are straight from the pits of hell. These people are truly wicked. They're demonic. They want people eating bugs. You know, they don't want you to have any property. Even the people that are sworn to protect and uphold their constitution have totally abandoned it. And so now the whole mindset of these authoritarian people is that you don't have any civil rights. We don't have any civil or human rights. We never have. But just the other nations, even Esau, he don't have any more civil or human rights. He's treated no more different than any other citizen. It's just that we get the brunt end of it. You know, the so-called Negroes. But with all this chaos, the Lord will restore and bring order among his people. He said he's going to set us in order before thine eyes. So these people, although they plan and they plot, as they say, they lie awake at night hatching sinful plots. They want to hatch sinful plots by creating chaos and collapsing the economy. And again, creating false flag events, allowing military age men just pouring in through the borders, undocumented. You don't know who they are, how many people they done killed, how many women or even men they raped. These are the people that they're allowing in the country. You had Alex Jones that had a reporter that's in Panama, and they're down there building roads and they're building all kind of infrastructure. They got camps down there, so it's funded. It's funded by the government. So they're for the most part, creating the lane for these people to travel. They're giving a lot of illegals. They're giving them credit cards, a line of credit. They're giving them hotel rooms and apartment. They're building apartment buildings while our people that's here are homeless. That's meant to cause chaos and infighting amongst the tribes. So this devil is creating a well orchestrated plan to cause civil unrest, causing dissension. You know, here it is, so-called Negroes. have built America and owed reparations, but then they allow people who have no right to be at the front of the line when you have people here in America that's suffering, that again they're homeless, can't get loans, can't get housing. You had a TV or news program bring the fact out that in New York City, and they was interviewing people, it was his Latin brother, I think he was Puerto Rican. He was like, they're making food, you know, whoever was preparing food, that was making it for the immigrants. And in the hotel room, there were, you know, or the hotel itself, but in the basement, there were bags of uneaten food, like bags of sandwiches, bags of salads, all kind of food that was uneaten. It was still in the package, and they threw it away. So he was like, you know, why is all this food being thrown away? He was like, can't that food be given to somebody else, to homeless people? So they're throwing away, you know, bags and bags of food, probably hundreds of pounds of food being thrown away. Why are they doing that? It's all by design. All the gang stalking, you know, a lot of these people that are coming here, they're getting right in the gang stalking program to harass, to stalk. They're giving them cars and just apartments and stuff. It's crazy what's happening. This is why, brothers and sisters out there, you gotta organize and network with each other. Start trading, bartering with each other. Create a network. Start a garden. Because once this food shortage happens, these people are not going to help us. So we must rely on each other. We must. Whoever you're, you know, fellowshipping with, you know what I'm saying? In your community, you need to get with other like-minded brothers and sisters. You got to do it, because if you don't, and mainly you're not praying, you're not repenting, you're not seeking the Lord, don't cry to the Lord when it's too late. Seek the Lord early while he may be found. So this is the time to seek the Lord. This is the time to repent. This is the time to stay in the word. This is the time to be watchful. This is the time to prepare. These people are totally rogue, from the government all the way down to the police force, all corrupt, all crooked. So you have to prepare by repenting, spiritual prepping. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And even with the government, There's factions, because you have certain people within the government that uphold the Constitution. There are certain police officers, there are certain people in the military that uphold the Constitution that's not down with what's happening. They see that their country is being invaded while Biden is allowing this to happen, man. That dude's a puppet. He's a New World Order puppet. So it don't matter who's in office. These people, they want to bring in a one world government, and they do not care. They do not care. These people do not care about the very people that voted them in office. So we have to be able to take care of ourselves, you know, because that's what it's all going to boil down to. And then you have every right to protect your home, to protect your family. Shalom.